Good afternoon. Today I'm going to talk to you about some really creative, sustainable homes. The most sustainable way to build a home is not to use recycled materials, but instead to reuse materials. Now, let me explain the difference. Recycled materials have actually gone through a lot of processing. For example, to recycle metal, you have to melt it all down and then reshape it. That uses additional energy. On the other hand, salvaging materials saves them from being thrown away. For instance, turning an old door into a tabletop by adding legs instead of just throwing the door away. Using anything that already exists minimizes a building's impact on the environment by using fewer resources. So, the most sustainable way to build a home is to reuse materials that already exist, to salvage rather than recycle. I'll begin today's talk with a brief overview of using salvaged materials in architecture. Then, we'll discuss two very interesting ways that ordinary people have turned salvaged structures and objects into homes. Finally, I'll read you a brief section of my book, Second Life Architecture, which is about designing homes using salvaged construction materials. Ready to get started? Okay, great. First, let's talk about what we mean when we say salvaged structures. I know you studied houses made from shipping containers. Those are salvaged because they're made from material that already exists, instead of cutting down new trees for wood. Architects can also use salvaged material for only some components of a home. For instance, if an old house has been taken apart, you can use the window frames and glass in a new house. There are a couple of reasons why building with salvaged resources has become more popular. First, salvaged materials are cheaper. They can cost 50 to even 75% less than new versions of the same thing. One great example of that is wood flooring. New oak flooring can cost builders around $10 per square foot. Salvaged oak wood taken from the floor of an older structure, however, usually costs around $3 per square foot. So the new wood costs over three times as much money, and the floor assembled from old, salvaged wood will be just as strong and beautiful. Second, salvaged materials are easy to find. When an old building is taken down, the bulk of its stone, wood, and metal can be used again. A lot of cities have architectural salvage yards where that reusable material is available for sale. Anyone can buy what they need to construct a new building. The internet has removed the distance factor through websites where people can buy and sell old fixtures, like doorknobs, salvaged elements that are easy and inexpensive to send by mail. Now, there are some disadvantages to constructing a home with salvaged materials. Finding all the components of a building yourself can be very time-consuming, even with the internet. Also, there is the significant effort of modifying them so that you can use them in your structure. They won't come from the factory in the exact size and shape that you want. You'll need to do that yourself. You might have to fit oddly shaped stones together, for instance, since the stones may not have perfect corners. For everyone I interviewed who built a home this way, though, the extra time and effort was worth it. Now, I'd like to tell you about some really unique, creative homes that people have built with salvaged materials. Okay, let's talk about the first example. I mentioned the house made of shipping containers. Well, some people have been making homes out of a structure that's even easier to find. Old buses. More and more people are converting used buses into comfortable, affordable, and environmentally friendly homes. And the walls are just the outside of the bus, so the structure is completely assembled. People only need to add whatever furniture and other elements they want for comfort. For instance, many people living in converted buses use solar panels for electricity, which is another great way to live sustainably. One couple I interviewed for my book, Carol and Phil Madison of Essex, England, installed plumbing in their bus so that they had running water. Other people living in converted buses really enjoy the freedom factor. Because their home is a vehicle, they can move it anywhere they want. Now, let's move on to the second example. When I was interviewing people for my book, I met Laura and George Sorvino, who built their own home in Oregon, USA. They built it in the traditional way, from the ground up, but they use non-traditional salvaged materials. Their house is made out of car parts. That's right. George extracted almost all the components of their house from old, abandoned cars. He used car roofs for the sides of the house, and he collected car windows as house windows. They assembled a safe and comfortable home with minimal impact on the environment, because no energy was used to recycle the metal in the cars. To summarize, the more we reuse, the less raw material we have to take from nature. This is minimizing possible negative impacts on the land and water around us. And now, I'd like to read you this short passage from Second Life Architecture that really shows how manageable a salvaged building project can be for anyone.